Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Siobhan Mavelio's new episode for Blog Talk Radio, What's Going On Radio. You know, I'm Nefertiti, and if you want to call in at 929-477-2992, you can. Today's topic is new roads and ear candling. I do all natural hair care and skin care products, and I actually had the privilege of having an ear candling experience, and I really wanted to share it with everyone because I don't know, so much information out there that you could find for yourself, but for me personally, it's nothing like hearing it from somebody who's actually done it. And now that I am a witness that this stuff actually works, I really want to share it with as many people as I can because it really helped me feel better in my sinus area. I could hear a lot better. I mean, I can hear very well. I hear better than most folks, so I've been told. But this helped me to hear even more than what I was, and I didn't even realize it, and it kind of creeped me out, but it was well worth it. The experience was really good. You get to see all the gunk that comes out, and for me, like I said, I felt an immediate difference. You know, I used the whole candle, but I cut the time in half with each ear, and I really enjoyed myself, so that's why I'm going to pass it along. You know, if you're thinking about ear candling, my understanding is that all beeswax ear candling candle is much better, but that's just what I've been told. Now, my experience was beeswax and paraffin mix for the ear candle that I used. But anyway, it's really awesome. I really enjoyed myself, and I would totally do it again. And from my knowledge, you're only supposed to do it once every 6 months because too much of it is not good. So I just want to put that out there. If you're interested in anything else, natural hair care, skin care, I have my website. You can go on it, and anything that I can help you with, if you have any questions, please send me an email from the contact page, and I'll be glad to respond. The second part of this is called New Roads, and New Roads, like a road you would drive on, is basically about building your self-esteem up or building yourself up to the point of what it is that you want to pursue and being positive about it. I think it's things that I would have liked to have known before going on my journey to, I guess, pursue what it is that I'm doing now. Like, for example, you know, I have music that'll be coming out pretty soon. I'm still working on it. It takes me a little while. I'm also a caretaker for my grandmother. She's 93, and I'm the full-time caretaker for her. So it's a bit of a challenge to get everything done. So I really commend people who have, you know, huge families, and they go on the road and they do all these things. I hope to be that at some point. But anyway, my point behind that is that I have to make time, and I take time to do what it is that I need to do. And through that process, I started learning how to weed out negative things and negative people that were taking up space in my life that didn't need to. And part of why I'm doing this is because I feel like it's almost like it's my calling to expose some of the things that people go through so that they know that, well, things that I've gone through so that other people know that they're not alone. That's basically what I'm saying. Because maybe it can help encourage someone to not kill themselves or to not get down and depressed or be negative, because what I found in my experience to my new road, which was a road of being more positive and creative and not settling for less than my worth, was that I didn't even know I was on a bad road to, I don't want to say to nowhere, but to a place that would not have made me happy. And in discovering what your road will be, first off, I'll say for me, I start with God, and that's me personally. And, you know, I start with Christ first because that's where my centering is. I can't, you know, I'm so thankful that I know about him. My mom was the one who first introduced me to God and told me that there is a God and all these things. And through the years, as certain relationships have digressed within our unit, I've always held on to that. And even though I have been mistreated by, you know, one of my parents, and I guess maybe you can even say both, you know, I really basically what it comes down to, you know, I love my mother and she's really gone through a lot of different things, but we've had our struggles, and I'll leave it at that. And through those struggles, I've been very hurt by a lot of the things that she said and done, because a lot of the things that she said about me were not true. And I'm sharing this not to bash my mom, but to expose, I guess, my story so that it could help somebody else. And what I found was that, you know, we all have different things, right, that we can be in need of. And I found that, you know, my mother had things from her childhood that she just never dealt with. And she was in turn pushing that on me. And I could not accept that. And for me not accepting it, I became a problem, you know, in her eyesight. Even though, you know, and this can be very real for a lot of people, even though, you know, we know the Lord and God is good, for some reason she was not treating me that way. She was treating me as if I was evil and all these things because I did not fit what she needed at the time, which was, I guess, a scapegoat or someone to verbally beat up on or blame. And I forgive her. I love her. I think underneath all of that, she's still a good person. But anybody who's struggling with something like that, I just want you to know that you're not alone. You don't have to bash anyone. And it's kind of like what, you know, I do believe in karma. I'm not an expert on everything spiritual, so please forgive me if I'm speaking out of turn. But the Bible does say you reap what you sow. So if you want good things, you should sow good things. And sometimes we don't know that we're not sowing the best seeds or best things or best intentions or actions because of the foundation that we have been operating from via our family, upbringing, or experiences, whatever it is. And for me, you know, I haven't arrived yet, but I can share with you what I do know. And what I do know is that it took a lot of courage for me to start my business because it was something that nobody in my family had done. And I just felt a little lost in the whole process because you talk to different people. And in my experience, a lot of people tell you some of the same things, but they tell you a lot of different stuff too. So you have to go through and comb through all this information and figure out what's best for you and your business. And that was something that my mom always wanted to have, was a business. So I started to see in her a little bit of a, I don't know, a problem in that area, because that was something that she always wanted to do but never pursued. And it's something totally different to start something from scratch than to jump on a bandwagon with someone. And there's nothing wrong with jumping on a bandwagon, because honestly, entrepreneurship is not for everybody, because it takes a lot to do it. And even then, it's not something that should be taken lightly, even though you're passionate about it. There's a lot that just, like I said, there's a lot that goes into it. There's a lot that you have to think about and prepare for if you want to be successful at it. I mean, if it's just something that you just want to do as a hobby, that's something different. But anyway, some of the experiences that I had, you know, I'll share later, but at this point I just wanted to kind of be brief about it because I only have 19 minutes left. And if you'd like to call in, 929-477-2992. To find your happy road, you have to first start with yourself. Just like the brief things that I shared about myself, right? I can't use that as an excuse not to get where I'm to be. I can't sit back and say, well, my mom had done this or my such and so had done this, and if this person had said that, then I would be XYZ. You know, there could be a little bit of, or a lot of truth to that. But, however, that doesn't change where you are right now, and that doesn't change the situation. It happened, and you have to move on from it, and you have to learn and grow from it. So the only thing that you can do is control you. And I am not an expert on that. I will put that disclaimer out there. I have done things that I wish I had not have done, would never do what I thought I would never do. I have, you know, through protecting myself, felt like when I look back, you know, did I hurt this person's feelings? Even though they hurt mine, does it make it okay for me to lash out? No, you know, because I'm bigger than that. I don't have to resort to name-calling or, you know, I mean, we all, most of us have done it, you know, especially in my case where I always felt like I always mind my business, and a lot of times, especially with women, I would get such catty responses, and I don't even know these people. I'm just like, you know, why me? Why would you be so nasty to me? Like, there are women out there that want somebody's husband or boyfriend or whoever they're talking to. They want that man just because they want him. That's not me. And I've been treated in a negative manner, you know, on different occasions, not very many, because I don't put myself out there like that and I don't put myself in those predicaments. But with each situation, it was always the man that was lying, saying that he was single and that, you know, and heavily pursuing me, and I don't know nothing about none of these women. And then I'm attacked because instead of looking at the man and saying, why are you lying to not only them but to all these other people, it's like, well, you're the problem because you're whatever. You have, it could be, you know, your size, your demeanor, your hair texture, you know, your hair, your, the, whatever. This is just stupid stuff. You know, it's just dumb. And a lot of that goes on. I mean, you see it on the news, you see it on TV all the time for those that watch it. And it keeps this stuff going. It keeps this rhetoric going. And in order to get where you want to be, and again, I'm not an expert to tell you that I've arrived. However, I noticed what changed for me and how things got a lot better for me and started opening up for myself was when I started to focus more on what I wanted and not what I didn't want. So those few situations where I was, you know, verbally attacked, nobody was stupid enough to attack me physically, because then it would be a problem. You know, I have to defend myself, or, you know, I don't want to file no charges, but it is what it is. If you're in an abusive situation, while I'm speaking about this, please, by all means, try to handle things as an adult. And if it doesn't work out that way, you know, the authorities are there for a reason. I know it seems a little punkish, but once you get to a certain age, you know, for me, I'm not an older person, but I just have too much stuff to do to be dealing with all this dumb stuff. And what I found out of those experiences was that I was allowing certain negative type individuals in my life not realizing the baggage that they were bringing. And you hear these terms all the time. However, you don't really apply them until you, I guess, start to wake up to what it really actually means. And a lot of times what I found, the reason why I was allowing these type of individuals in my life, which was very few of them, but it was still, the experience was there, was because of my foundation and the type of individuals that were around me growing up in my home. And the resentment that was toward me, I could feel it, but I didn't know what it was. I thought it was something that stemmed from my parents, and which I was right about that, but it was directed towards me. So therefore, when sometimes people would have a joke at my expense or something said out of turn, a lot of times people call it joning on people or making jokes or just playing. But some of these things were not playful at all. It really was something at my expense, and I kind of got used to being around that. So I didn't even recognize it for what it was. So when I was treated that way, the alarm bells didn't go off, and that had a direct effect on my personal, I guess, scope or gauge on who I should be around and who I shouldn't, and my self-esteem, and I didn't even know it. I thought I was pretty confident, and I still see myself as a very confident person. However, I do feel more confident now that I realize, you know, what it's going to take for me to get to the ultimate goal, which is, you know, to be super successful in all my endeavors. And I'm trying not to make it about myself, because I only want to use my personal examples. I don't want to put any names out there, things like that. But if you could, for 1 second, put yourself in this scenario where you're looking at your life, wherever you are at this moment, and you think about the experiences that you've had and where you are right now, and is it where you really want to be? If you start to see a certain pattern, then you go back to where you first learned that pattern from. And typically it goes to childhood. And once you start there, you can begin your healing process of how to get out of it. Now, for me, I had a hard time saying no to people because I was taught, like, that it was wrong almost to love yourself more than other people in a weird way. Like, I remember I had a sibling give me, you know, a gift as a kid, and it was some money, and I had a parent that asked for the money. And so I knew within myself I would never see that money again. Part of me knew that there was something wrong with an adult asking a child for money, but I was taught, that's your parent. You should help them. Not realizing that I was hurting myself. Of course I gave the money over because I wanted to help my parent. However, it was a form of abuse because they were using their position to make me feel guilty, into guilting me into giving them something that they wanted or needed, but did not pay me back or say, here, you know, I needed something, you helped me, here you go, because I know you were saving this. I mean, it could have went towards college, could have, you know, I believe I was like 8 or 9 at the time, something around that age. And that sticks out my mind because you think about how dysfunctional is that. And, you know, that particular parent was not on drugs, you know, to my knowledge. I know that they weren't. But they had a problem with budgeting. They didn't know the word budget. And so that's just an example from my personal experiences. And if you could think of anything for yourself, whatever it may be, whether it's child molestation, you know, being molested as a child, or whether it's being beat as a child, whether it's being talked down to, sibling rivalry, you know, just anything that you could think of that sticks out in your mind. And then go deeper and start to think about not just the most horrific things, excuse me, but the little subtle things that you may not have thought of as being abuse or a negative thing, and then start from there. And this is for those who have gone through, this episode is really for those that have gone through some type of tragedy or some type of abuse. Now, if you did not go through this as a child, then praise God and thank you for being who you are, and please share with others, because there's a lot of us and a lot of people who would like to know what that was like. Because for me, I had a mixed childhood where I was extremely happy, and then there were also some very sad parts, things that could have been avoided. So when you have avoidable situations, like, you know, I often get baffled. You know, some people I understand, they want to have a family and all, but it's very important for a kid to have, you know, two parents, or especially when you talk about biological parents, if at all possible, because, you know, it's not just about how you feel and what you want at that moment. That child's going to have to grow up and know who they are and have this foundation. And if they don't have a strong foundation, it can be very difficult. It's not impossible, but it can be very difficult for them to find that healthy relationship. And so the topic, you know, is new roads and ear candling. We talked about ear candling. New roads is what I'm speaking on right now. And in order to find that new road for you, because I only have 8 minutes left, I hope that what I've said so far has made a lot of sense and is very helpful to a lot of you who can understand what I'm saying and have maybe gone through it. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that ultimately you are on, it is up to you. Now, you may not have put yourself on that road, you know, child molestation, abuse, anger, you know, these things you might have grown up with, right? But now it's your choice to get off of that road, and it's your choice to make something better of yourself than how you started. It's not your fault that you were put into that situation. And I know there might be some people out there saying, you know, God, there is no, you know, or if God is so whatever, then why he allowed me to go through this? Now, from my knowledge, what I gather, it's like the same thing for myself. You know, I could say, why would God allow me to go through certain things? But I realized that was not God doing that to me. You know, there is, you know, a devil out there, if you believe in that, okay? If you read the Bible, it's heaven and hell, there's Jews and devil, okay? So you read on it, and then, you know what I'm talking about. And anything negative that we experience, God can take it and use it for our good, but it doesn't mean that he sent it to us. A lot of times we open up the door to this stuff. So that's why I say, you know, start where it originated from. It being whatever it is that you feel is holding you back, or that you're still, how you can identify what's holding you back is what you get angry about. And again, I'm not saying that I've fully arrived. I'm just saying that I'm not where I used to be. And I do have feelings. And yes, you know, sometimes I do want to, you know, say a few words that I shouldn't want to be saying, you know, whether that's a good word or a bad word, meaning cussing or, you know, I don't subscribe to that, but sometimes you don't have to curse to tear a person down or to make anybody feel bad. You know, my thing is that you want to find your happy place, your peaceful place. And you can't do that if you keep surrounding yourself with people who bring out the worst in you, if you allow them to do that to you, and if they're not going to be positive and productive or try to add to your life, you really need to distance yourself or just, hate to use the term, get rid of them altogether, because sometimes it's hard, especially if it's a spouse or if it's a relative. You know, that's not easy. Sometimes you have to grow together. But if it's you know, physical abuse, mental abuse, you know, verbal abuse, and it's like affecting your soul, your spirit, your self-esteem, the way you see yourself, your thoughts, you really have to be stronger than that and love yourself enough to get away from that type of environment and that type of spirit, because that's exactly what it is. And like we talk about the spirit of freedom or the spirit of love, there's also negative spirits too. And if you look at it like that, you won't take it so personal. And even if somebody personally means something towards you, you don't have to receive it and take it in. And it's easier said than done sometimes, because I know I've struggled with that. I mean, I've had family members lie on me and say all kind of horrible things about me because, you know, I was deemed the favorite, you know, when it came to my grandfather. And he was very, very good to me. And, you know, it seems as though I've had to pay a price for that. That might be a part of your story. I could totally relate to that. However, you can't stay stuck there. And a part of what my episodes are about is basically self-healing, self-love, you know, and a lot of natural, holistic approaches to different things like hair care, skin care, you know, even fashion, makeup, all these type of things, because, you know, it's nice to be a whole person and a holistic person, but none of that really matters if what's inside of you is just broken and hurting and, you know, you feel like you don't have a way to express yourself or nobody understands. There are so many people who are going through a lot of the same things and you just have no clue because people don't really talk about it. And a part of the cycle of abuse is to be silent. And so this is a part of my healing process and even talking about some of the things that I've gone through, because I really want to help encourage someone else to move forward with their life and not stay stuck in that era or that area in their life where they feel like they are abandoned or alone or, you know, don't quite have a grasp on things. Everybody has to start somewhere. And because I only have 2 minutes, I'm going to be very brief and I'm going to get off of this podcast. But as always, if you want to send me a message, you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter, Nefertiti Soul. Also, Blog Talk Radio, Nefertiti Soul. You can call in at 929-477-2992. You could always email me, ShavelleMarvelio.com. You can find me on contact page. There's so many ways to get in contact with me. If you have any questions or if you want to be on the show, please. If you have a book, if you have anything of interest, natural medicine, holistic, anything positive to say, please hit me up and we can sit and have a chat about whatever it is that you have going on. And, of course, as always, you know, just stay blessed, you know, be detailed in what it is that you want to talk about so that we could get the information out there. And for all those who have listened, I really appreciate it. Any pointers or tips that you could give me, I'm totally open to it. Just be very kind and nice because I like that stuff. And anyway, you guys have a great evening. I'll catch you on the next show and be positive.